by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Three people burnt to death in head-on collision road traffic accident. ERB downplays sporadic fuel shortage concerns in the country. In global news, South African firebrand MP Malema convicted of firing a gun in public. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga, and this is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. Three people have died in an inferno after a head-on collision road traffic accident involving 2-4 trucks that were reduced to ashes along the Kawe Road in Masaiti District. Kapaba Province Commission of Police, Pethia Siandenge, says the accident occurred last evening around 19:30 hours near Nyenyezi area, when 2-4 trucks collided head-on, resulting in both vehicles catching fire. Mr. Siandenge explains that one of the trucks, a 4-width trailer, was being driven by an unknown driver who, together with a passenger, was burnt to ashes after the vehicle was engulfed in flames, while the second truck, also a 4-width trailer, was being driven by an unidentified person who also died in the inferno. He says preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the second truck failed to keep to its near side, causing a head-on collision with the oncoming vehicle. Mr. Siandenge has since advised motorists to exercise extreme caution on the roads and ensure strict adherence to traffic regulations to avoid such tragedies. Copperbelt University CBU Dean of School of Mines Professor Peter Tleshe has disclosed that Zambia's push for 3 million tons of copper production could generate between 400 and 500 million tons of mine waste, needing urgent and proper waste management mechanisms. Speaking at the opening of a 3-day international symposium of mine waste management organized by the University of Zambia, UNZA, CBU and the Shwane University of Technology of South Africa in Kitwe today, Professor Tleshe says this projection highlights the urgent need for mining firms to prioritize proper waste management to prevent environmental and operational anomalies. He has also stressed the importance of strict compliance with safety, health and environmental regulations as production scales up, warning that without deliberate strategies for disposal, the expected surge in mine waste could present significant environmental risks.
And taking into account mining and its risk for travelers, you need to extract and dispose of anything from 400 million to 500 million tons of material. The risk of material is one kind of to come from the air, the open field, and the ground. Now, if these materials can go somewhere around us, these terms and conditions must be deposited with great care for transport.
And officiating the event, President Hakainde Hichilema, in a speech delivered on his behalf by Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha, said Zambia is ready to transform mining waste into a pillar of sustainability through practical steps that are scientifically sound, economically viable, and socially just. and Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ Vice President for Policy, Public Relations and Development, Kennedy Musonda, says electronic waste remains a major challenge for the mining sector as much as conventional mine waste, stressing the need for innovative and practical measures to develop tangible solutions. Meanwhile, the University of Zambia, the Copperbelt University, and South Africa's Tshwane University of Technology have all emphasized the critical role of academia in driving research on sustainable mine waste management aimed at ensuring safer tailings, cleaner rivers, and a healthier environment. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says there is no cause for concern over the current sporadic fuel shortage in the country. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone stated that the country has a 90.1% fuel stock availability, which can cover at least 10 days of continuous supply. Mr. Sichone has explained that ERB is working to address local distribution challenges and is currently engaging with Tazama and Indeni Energy Company to ensure all filling stations are fully stocked with diesel and petrol.
We do recognize and we regret the inconvenience of those filling stations that are not having either of the products or both of the products. And this is where the challenge comes in terms of local distribution bottlenecks being one of them, and also operational challenges even among the retail or sites or feeding stations. These challenges could be between the relationship between the feeding station and the oil marketing companies, or indeed it could be an issue of taking the products to these feeding stations, or it could also be an issue from the perspective of the allocation that these oil marketing companies are getting from Tazama. And these are the issues that we are in the process or we are addressing. And actually, even as I speak, there is a team of the ERB that would actually be on the ground discussing with both Tazama and Indeni, with a view that we indeed ensure that the allocation is done in such a manner that all the areas are adequately served and we do not have these stockouts.
In more news, the Lusaka magistrate has adjourned the matter in which opposition Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe is facing one count of seditious practices for alleging on a Facebook and X article that President Hakainde Hichilema received $20 million from Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi to buy Zambia's silence on a matter of interest. When he appeared this morning, Dr. Membe was informed by Magistrate Victoria Mtemwa that the court handling his matter is not available. This subsequent led to the matter being pushed to Friday for continued trial of the offence, alleged to have happened in July last year. In the previous sessions, it was heard that the Bank of Zambia investigations found no trace of a $20 million, but it could not trace if the alleged funds were sent to an offshore account. In global news, South African opposition politician Julius Malema has been found guilty of discharging a firearm in public 7 years ago, an offence which carries a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. In 2018, a video emerged showing the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, leader firing several shots in the air during his party's fifth anniversary celebrations held in the country's Eastern Cape province. He was charged alongside his former bodyguard, Adrian Snyman, who was acquitted. We monitored the BBC for other world news.
Workers in Greece are staging a 24-hour general strike against the government's labour reforms. Transport workers, teachers and civil servants are all walking out. Allies of the former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, have rejected the death sentence handed to him in absentia. They say it's designed to sideline him from peace talks with M23 rebels. Oil workers in Nigeria have called off a strike after the government said people sacked for joining a union would get their jobs back. The strike at a refinery had cut fuel supplies to power stations, causing electricity shortages. Non-essential government services in the United States are closing down after Democrats and Republicans failed to agree a new funding package. President Trump has threatened to use the shutdown to introduce mass layoffs.